Hopefully as you read that booklet, you'll find that there are all sorts of things in there which are really to be thankful for. Hopefully you already know about some of those things. But even if you don't, then there's more things in there to be thankful for. And I hope that you'll do that with the booklet. You'll take it, you'll read it, you'll use it for prayer. That's what it's meant for. It's meant to help you to pray, to give thanks to God, to pray for things. That's what it's there for. So please do read it. Please give thanks. Because there are many things we can give thanks for over the last 12 months. But as well, one of the hard things about the last few months has been seeing some much-loved congregation members die. And being sidelined as well through ill health and things like that. Now, I guess you probably know about that. And that's been hard, hasn't it? I think that's fair for us to say, isn't it, about the congregation. That's been a hard thing of the last few months. I think we've felt that. For many of us, this has been quite a tough year, as those things have been going on. But in that, even in that thing, there are lots of things as well to learn and to be thankful for. We've had some amazing opportunities to rejoice in the difference that the resurrection of Jesus makes to us, haven't we, over the last few months. You know, I only need to think about Margaret at Mike's funeral, standing up and telling all those people about how he became a Christian. What a difference that made to him. What a difference that makes to her. And you know what I mean. You know, we really do have the only message that makes any real difference in the face of death, don't we? The message of the resurrection of Jesus. The only thing that makes any real difference in the face of death. We've been able to share that. That's good news. Hopefully, even as we've seen people moving away, going home to be with the Lord, and we felt the pain of them going, there's joy in that, isn't there? Because of the resurrection of Jesus. But I think as well that the Lord has some important challenges for us at this time, which we need to respond to. And so I'm going to ask you to grab your Bibles, and we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 12. And see what he says there. So if you have Bibles along your pews, get hold of them. If you're on side pews and you don't have Bibles, there's Bibles on the ends of the pews, you know, there's more than enough to go around. Hebrews chapter 12, page 1210. 1210. 1210. I'm just going to read the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. And it says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Just keep your eyes on those verses. Look closely at them. You see there are two groups of people there, aren't there? The picture is of a sporting stadium, a running track, where there are some people up in the stands, the witnesses who are watching. And there are other people on the track who are running, aren't they? Do you see that? Do you see that? Who's watching? Who's the people who's watching? Well, if you know, every bit of the Bible you have to read it in its context, don't you? "Therefore" is how it starts. Okay, well then you look at, see what's before it. Well, Hebrews chapter 11 is before it. Hebrews chapter 11 is talking about people who are great people of God who have now died. Okay? This chapter is talking about people of God who died, Hebrews 11. The only way to get into the stands, to be in the crowd, the witnesses, is to have already finished the race. In this race, the spectators are followers of Jesus who have now died. So who's left on the track? It's us, isn't it? It's us, isn't it? It's followers of Jesus who are currently alive. And he says, "Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Okay, so here's our challenge. Our challenge is this: will we run the race? will we run the race? You know, Violet, Mike, Alice have already gone to take their place in the stands, haven't they? Tom is way ahead of us. Even now, he's lunging for the finishing tape. So who's going to run the race now? You know, who's going to be the people of prayer that they once were now? Who's going to be godly and patient and loving now? Who's going to be the tireless evangelists, the people who just enthuse about Jesus? And they love him so much they want to talk about him. Who's going to be that now? Who's going to serve diligently, week by week, in all weathers? Who's going to do that now? It can't be them anymore, can it? You know, they're not in the race anymore. They're cheering us on. It's us, isn't it? It's us. We're the ones on the track now. We're the runners. So how do we run? Well, look at what the verse says. It says, we throw off the stuff that weighs us down, and we run with endurance, with perseverance. That's what it says in that verse, isn't it? Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Some of us haven't been running because we've been weighed down. We've been chasing after so many other things that our Christian discipleship has taken a back seat, and we don't run well like that. You don't run a race well when you're trying to go in a whole load of different directions, do you? Now, others of us have not been running well because we've been sitting too comfortably with our sins. We've been living contradictory lives. We don't run well like that because the sins get hold of us and drag us down. Throw it off, says the Lord, doesn't he? Fix your eyes on Jesus. Throw it off. Fix your eyes on Jesus. That's a challenge, isn't it? I think that's a big challenge for us. Right at the moment, as we look out on the coming year, one of the things that encourages me most is when I see people doing this, and I do within our congregation, when I see people who are stepping up to the plate, who are taking on the baton, who are running the race. There are reasons to be thankful as we think about this. There are people now who are running better now than they've ever done before. I'm so thankful to God for that. The challenge is there for all of us, isn't it? We're not spectators. None of us are spectators. If we're followers of Jesus, we're on the track. Will we run the race? Now, another thing I think is relevant is this. If you're running a long distance race, you know, just think about the marathon going on today. The second greatest sporting event happening today, after the Paris-Roubaix. There you go, ask me about it at the end. Think about long distance running. As you run along in a race like that, the landscape changes. You know, it's quite a powerful image, isn't it? This image of the Christian life, this picture of running a race. It means we're going somewhere, yes, doesn't it? We're going somewhere, but we're not there yet. We're still running. We're in the middle of the race. We're on the way. And we will be until we too meet with Jesus face to face at the finish. We're on the way until then. That's where we're going. We're on the way. We're not there yet. Now, I've been thinking about that quite a lot this last year, in relation to us as a church. And I think one of the features of Christ Church at the moment is that people pass through us, don't they? People pass through our congregation. And they pass through the area. You know, churches are like that. We're not a final resting place, are we? We're on the way. We're more like a motorway services than a final destination. We're here to help people on their way towards the final destination, towards being with the Lord forever. But we're on the way. Or to put it in picture form, ding, not that one, that one. It looks a little bit like that. Christ Church, there you go, in the middle. That arrow, that's people coming in. That arrow, that's people going out. Do you see people come and join us? Oh, I've done that again, haven't I? Sorry, Alan. They people come and join us. They're born. They become Christians. They move here. Things like that happen. And people come and join us through that. And people leave us too, don't they? They move away. They die. And so on. That's going on all the time. What we need to be doing is making sure that while they're in this box, While they're here in the middle with us at Christ Church, they're growing in Jesus. That's the aim, isn't it? So that when they leave us, they're further along in that race, running better then than they were when they joined us, or else they've broken the finishing tape and they're home. We want people to grow in knowing and showing Jesus while they're here as members of Christ Church North Finchley, don't we? It's really important that we understand that. That's where we fit in. You know, our aim is for people to grow in knowing and showing Jesus. We want people to grow as followers of Jesus. We want to help people on their way towards being with Jesus in glory, don't we? We're helping people in that direction. Our aim is not that people would be members here forever. That we're not the end point. Our aim is that people would be with Jesus forever. So we grow people while they're here. That goes for each other. Now, do you see the difference in that? It ought to affect the way we do everything. You know, when we think about running the race, when we think about taking the baton from somebody like Tom Herriot, we're not just doing that alone, are we? We want to help each other to do that, because we're a group. There's an each other going on here. We want to help each other to grow. That'll affect the way we think about everything we do. That'll affect the way we think about the roles that need filling. You know, in a few minutes we're going to be electing people to specific roles. Why? Well, not just so that spaces on lists will be filled. Not just so that roles will be done. Is it? That's not it. We do it so that people would grow. When people we want people to grow as they serve. We want people's service to grow other people. Do you see that? That's the end point. Well, that's the aim. We're growing people. The roles are there to serve this greater aim of helping people to grow as followers of Jesus. The roles are not ends in themselves. Now, actually realizing this can be quite tiring as well. You know, often we want to keep things the way they are, don't we? You know, we don't like it when people move on from us, either by dying or moving away. It's painful, isn't it? We miss them. It's difficult always having to raise up new people in church. In some ways, it'd be much easier to have the same people doing the same things forever, but that option is not open to us, is it? That's not available. We're not just here to keep things going, are we? We're here to grow people who know and show Jesus. That's what we're for. And if we're really all on the track together, we've got to encourage each other in that, haven't we? We're going to have to keep each other going in the right direction. It's less the Olympic 100-meter sprint and more like the middle ranks of the London Marathon. You know, where you just josh each other along. Keep each other going. Keep pointing in the right direction. We need to do that, don't we? We need to help each other to fix our eyes on Jesus. That's what we do. That's our role. Now, we've got a wonderful fellowship here at Christ Church. There's so much that I'm really, really thankful for. I've had various people say to me, what a warm and family atmosphere there is amongst you people. I'm so thankful for that. I'm really encouraged by that. We need to remember, don't we? We're a family with a purpose, aren't we? We're here to help each other grow in Jesus. Okay. Will we run the race? Will we help each other grow in Jesus? I think those are two key challenges for us at the moment. As we think about what's happened in the last few months, and as we think about what's coming next. We need to step up to the plate now, don't we? There are some others who've been contending for the Lord, who've gone to be with him. We've got some shoes to fill. And also, we need to remember, don't we, that we're about growing people who know and show Jesus. We're not just wanting to be a little stable club. We're wanting to grow each other in Christ. I've put on that, if you may notice, you may even have seen as I've been going along, I've just been saying the stuff that I've written in the vicar's report. It's there in your booklets. And I've put there at the end some concrete examples of how that might happen, things that might help towards that. I've put some little bullet points at the end. Bible reading and house groups, do you see? Do you see what they're for? They're to help us grow each other, aren't they? When we spend time with each other, encouraging each other, that's to grow each other in Christ as we share the word of God together, as we know his truth, as we share his love, as we share his good news. That's what happens in house groups. House groups are so important. We need to keep sustaining, feeding our house groups, growing them, adding new people to them, joining them if we're not in them, things like that. But also Bible reading one-to-one is just the same as Christine was talking about in the first service. As we read the Bible together, we can do the same. We're not just running individual races, we're shoving each other along. That's one thing. New contacts with the people from the community survey. Heard about that already. Hopefully we've got some new contacts there. People we can draw in. We've already got some from yesterday. Drawing some people in. Some opportunities to bring people to Christ. To grow people in their faith. New opportunities for service as people hand over the things that they're doing at the moment. We've got some of that going on today. There's more of it needs doing. And hopefully this a new staff role of ministry apprentice. We're trying to appoint an apprentice to come and join us from September, which will be somebody who will be doing some training at a central London place called Cornhill Training College, training course. It's an excellent Bible training thing. And while they were there, they would also be doing some active ministry with us here. We've advertised for that. We're trying to appoint for that. And there's one guy who's showing some interest who I'm talking with regularly. Pray about that. I mean, it's by no means guaranteed that we'll get somebody for September, but we're trying to do that. So if that happens, that would be a real opportunity to do some strengthening of our ministries in some key areas. We'll be talking to Kelly a little bit later about the Pathfinders. Contribute to our youth and children's work, contribute to other areas of our ministry. So, opportunity there. And, as we'll hear from Graham in a moment, the encouragement of seeing the building project happen. Which brings us on to, let's get Graham up now, shall we? So that's what I have to say from this. Please do, in a minute when we've got questions, queries, please do feel free to quiz me on that together, or quiz me on that quietly at the end if you want to.